Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Carly, it's Friday night. I'm back from my night slow trip. You know, bug bites, not bug bites, mosquito bites. And, you know, I look like a lobster, kind of. It's kind of funny. And then we went go-kart racing, and I got a little injured. So anyone wants to hear about my injuries tonight? Feel free to ask, because my injuries are kind of damn funny at this point, because, you know, it's not like I'm out to kill anyone. I'm, like, out to kill myself, really. You know, not really. But, you know, I keep getting injuries, and it sucks. It really sucks being me, because I'm injured. I mean, I don't mind being injured, but, like, I get injured. And we are talking about the Emmys tonight because Carly is pissed and Becky got robbed and people should die. Yeah, and I'm not gonna, you know, apologize for that feeling. Hi, everyone in the room. Delayed, Silo, Texas Butterfly, Death. Hi, people. Okay, so I am going to bring Silo on first. Hey, Silo.
Hi, Carly. Welcome back from vacation. Sounds like you had a lot of fun.
No, I'm into injuring myself. You guys don't get it. I think this, you know, end of this moving in the ER because, you know.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm going to be.
It was that bad?
Well, the go-kart racing in itself is kind of bad. You know, by the way, the person that knows about getting injured more than me in Kansas, you're on the line.
Wow, really? That was my intro for tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Hello, Shalem.
Yes.
Okay,
excuse me. You know what? I'm in pain still, you know?
Well, I got a medicine cabinet. You want some pills? I pretty much
just
in the ER. Yeah.
Yeah, can I have Percocet, please? I would not mind.
I do have that. I have two bottles of it. Wait a minute, I want to backtrack.
Oh, God.
We don't condone giving pills to just everybody. We are very safe people. Don't switch drugs with others.
Yes, I think after this week I deserve, you know, maybe Percocet, and I really believe I do. And, Audrey's here, and hopefully, Audrey, you're not going to be doom and gloom this week because, really, I'm not in the mood for doom and gloom when I want to go after people.
Then I'll just shut up.
Good, because
wow.
You know what? No, good things are coming. I feel it. You guys, just hold on for a little longer, you know. Hold on to it. Don't be gloom, doom, and gloom. Because right now, Carly cannot handle people's doom and gloom. Because Carly,
I tell you, today was awesome. Liz finally got her backbone and told.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, that was good.
That redeemed the show. I mean, I'm back on track again. I've been down a couple days, but this made me happy. We're starting to see Liz act normal.
Good. I'm glad. I need to get caught up, and I don't want to hear Carly why. I got home like 4 hours ago, and I had to come home. And, you know, I don't even have my suitcase with me because I live with my dad and my mom has it, so really, I don't even have to fucking unpack tonight, which is nice because I hate unpacking. Mention I'll make grandma unpack. God, okay. Yeah, because I don't like unpacking. And we have Laser Radio, the best radio show ever.
Thanks, Carly.
Hi, Christy.
Did you hear that Candace is going to Candace is going to send me Percocet?
I did not hear that, but that's cool. Okay, again, we don't condone. Yeah, right. Whatever. If we had drinking on the show and everything, what the heck am I saying?
Okay, we are going to talk about the Emmys because I want to and it's my show and I can do what I want. But I just want to say I've been waiting all week and some people know that I've been waiting all week to say this. Becky got fucking robbed. Nancy did Sid last year.
Oh, I'm not done.
I totally agree.
Laura got robbed, too. I'm sorry, Heather Tom did what? I'm sorry, I love you, Heather Tom. If you ever want to come on my show, you're more than welcome. But you know what? You robbed my girl of an Emmy, and I'm not going to take it. And Zay, you robbed my husband of an Emmy, but everyone wanted you to get an Emmy, so I hope you like your Emmy.
It just pisses me off that the men win for Jake's storyline, but the woman can't.
Thank you.
The frickin' storyline is about.
Yes. I mean, Becky did a phenomenal job. I was so upset when they announced that I was ready to just shut off.
Nancy,
I didn't even finish watching it to the very end. I shut it off for
a while. Oh, well, guess what my TiVo did to me.
What?
I did not get to watch the last 5-10 minutes of it because I fucking, sorry you guys, I'm not in the best mood. I forgot to have it for a couple minutes over. So I mid there,
oh,
I mean, so I'm like killing myself. So,
yeah.
I mean,
General Hospital did win, and one of the highlights was with Jill Felt, the former executive producer, said, I think it's something, like Carly, like I told you earlier, I think it's something that she truly wanted to say to the fans, to the actors, to the producers who felt that, you know, she did abuse her power. A
little
bit.
What did she say? Because my fucking thing.
Wait a minute. She pretty much said that, you know, she loved working with the people who she made, you know, friendships with. That the show needs to continue. That the magic is still there. It's a lot of the shows, you know, it's new air. And pretty much what she said was from the old guard to the new guard, meaning Ron and Frank. You know, she just hopes for the best for them. Like, she really, you can tell in her voice she felt really sincere, which I know a lot of people were shocked at. Like I said, I think she actually finally got it through her head that, yeah, you screwed up. You screwed up. But it's not, she admit, you know, she acknowledged the people. The one, like she said, the talented actors, you know, who worked really hard, and producers and the writers and the directors and all those people. It looked like she was about to cry. And Maurice Bernard
Well, she should.
Because she ruined three shows. She ruined four shows.
Well, we also didn't know what happened behind the scenes. Disney could have been dictating what she did. So,
right.
I don't know. But,
she did say Bob Hooza's name. She did acknowledge Bob Hooza.
Ah, good.
No Franz mentioned.
Yay!
And wait a minute. And Tony Geary. Well, I'm sure everybody heard Tony Geary's speech because that was the second highlight of the night, and he was dead on. None of the ABC people who won thanked Brian Franz. I just want to get that out there. You can tell that Brian Franz thought, oh well, I have them in the back of my pocket. No, because even Nancy, even though she, that was the whole funny thing on Twitter, the next thing, I don't know if you saw her interview, the acceptance, she didn't even thank Brian Franz.
I didn't even listen to it.
Oh, it was so sweet.
I didn't listen to it because I was so mad.
She said Becky's getting the Emmy. She said Becky's getting the Emmy. She said Becky's going to get the Emmy. She said, because during the tweet, because Nancy Lee wasn't there, so she was, you know, on Twitter the whole night making fun of the Emmys, okay? And when her category came up, she was like, oh, great, you know, I'm not going to win, but I hope Becky wins it, you know, stuff like that. And when they said her name on Twitter, she was like, holy, you can fill in the rest. Everybody was like, and everybody from the place was tweeting Nancy, including Becky, saying, I'm glad that another Just Hospital number won.
Yeah.
And Nancy
said,
Becky's
guys,
a class
guys,
act. Becky's just a class.
You guys, have phone calls. We have phone calls up the glow because, you know, I'm Carly and I'm 773, you on there?
Hey, it's Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. How are you?
Hey, Candace. Hey, Silo. Anybody I didn't get to
know? What about me? Your favorite person in the whole wide world? Not. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, and Kathy's here. Yay!
Yay!
Kathy's here.
Hi, Kathy.
I will say I did not mind Anthony Geary's speech because, you know, I like it. You know, I like it how he, you know, really,
he was
you know,
emotional.
He was emotional.
He was very emotional.
I loved how he, you know, really, you know, I loved how he thanked, you know, Baba Ruth and, you know, Manish
yeah.
and all. I thought
yeah.
that was classic, but that's good. And
I think he was good. I'm glad he won.
Yeah,
the only
yeah.
thing that bummed me was when he mentioned his co-stars, he didn't include Becky, and she
yeah,
had
I mean,
a huge
yeah.
part in
yeah.
his storylines.
But
John
well,
was great.
You know what? Okay, in his defense, and I'm not like saying everything he did was right, but in his defense, he is so used to being the last one of the night and go,
mm-hmm.
go, go. So I think it was shocked when they did it, because I was shocked. I'm like, why would you start with the, you know, one?
I
oh,
was,
and
I was grateful.
And Miss... Little Brad, 15 minutes late to the party, but, you know, I will let you live.
Wow.
You know what? I have to... Regardless.
Hi, Carrie! Hi, Carrie!
There's that Carrie. Put her on the phone. Put her
have
on the line.
Have you
Carrie
never
Carrie.
Heard... Have you never heard of Fashionably Late?
Yeah, I know.
I was, Carrie. I was, too.
I know, but remember you get... But, Kathy... You would get away with murder with me. You know that. So,
how do I get away with manslaughter?
yes. Today, no. For the last, yeah, you do, actually. If you were manslaughter, yeah, you would get away with that right now. Yeah, you would, Carrie. You would totally get away with it. And so would Silo.
Well, what
and
me.
What about me?
Candace, I only know that you would do the murder for me.
Well, let's just face it. We're one dysfunctional, happy family.
Yeah. We are.
We're a classic soap opera here.
And you know what, Layton will probably just be in jail with me, because, you know, she would be part of it, so,
Wow.
Wait a minute, Carly. Where's my felony at? Everybody else gets a felony. Carly's got manslaughter. You know, somebody else has murder. What the hell? I'm just top liver here?
No.
You're the one with the getaway car.
Wait. Can I just say one thing? Make sure you park the car close.
Yeah, park it close.
Yes.
Park it close.
Yes.
Actually, Candace should be... Candace, you should have been arrested for drug dealing.
Oh, well.
I like to point out something. That's an alternate personality. I am D.I.D. And,
D.I.D. Okay, Candy.
I also have thoughts. So, I don't know, y'all. So, that's all I got. Candace, what did you say, Candace? Nothing. What do you mean, Candace? What do you mean you didn't say nothing? See, told you I had first personality disorder.
Yeah, that would work. Layton, do you want to have any say in this when all of us go down for everything that we will go down for?
Candace, you need to stop talking to these crazy people.
I'll be your lawyer, guys.
No, Silo, because you know, someone is going to need to, like, to get us out in a way.
Yeah, I'll be your lawyer.
Can I
and just say, those goods were, like, temporary and insane for, like, a while.
I already have that title, Carly.
Well, I got permanently insane, so, hey, what else?
Yeah, I mean, but, no, I think I was watching that. I mean, because it was either that or I was going to fall asleep on my bed, but that did sound really good, too. But I was watching it, and I'm thinking, I did like at the end of it, I did like how they did bring Susan Lucy, Well, okay, Candace. Okay, what? Okay, what?
I didn't like it. I'm sorry. I did not like that tribute. That was not even a tribute.
A lot of people didn't like the tribute. A lot of people didn't like it. Then there was
At least it wasn't me, or did you know that was Susan Lucci's Erica Kane tribute?
You know what happened, though? They were told they couldn't use any clips because ABC would not allow one.
That's what I heard.
And I found out that's a lie. And I found out that was a lie. Because think about it. They used for the clips for the actors. They could have just did, think about this. They could have just did their names and showed a picture of them while they're in the audience. They show clips.
Did they even notice that? They show clips of their reel.
You know what? Instead of them adding all those...
Not the whole reel, though, did they?
But what I'm saying, they could have, like, did, like, All My Children, like, or something. I mean, they played clips before the show even started because they didn't...
I heard they would not allow it. Are you sure they didn't... They allowed it?
Yeah, but the pre-show might have been a different...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm wondering if the pre-show had different...
Yeah, that's true.
I'm convinced that one life...
They all sounded like they were not prepared for whatever happened before they came on.
Yeah, because they were. Yeah, that's what... But what I was going to say was, they didn't even do the whole Who Died last year, unless I missed that, but...
Nope, they did
They did that.
And they should have. I mean, the whole thing, it was just, instead of them having all these weird categories that they had, they could have just had a five-minute tribute to All My Children, a five-minute tribute to One Life to Live. That was just ridiculous.
And not have Cameron up there. And not have Cameron. Although, I give Cameron some credit because he did say Gown Like That four times, but I personally did not think he should have been up there. I don't think he's been on. He was on All My Children long enough to be up there with Susan Lucci and
No, that was weird. I mean, okay, it was nice to see my, you know, All My Children husband, but you know, but I think that I want the Emmy to go back to like a, you know, NBC, ABC. You know, I'm sorry. Because I felt like I wanted to see the clips. Did they show the clips, you know, the best shows and everything? Did they do that?
I stopped watching it, so I don't know.
I don't remember seeing any clips of anything.
No, I don't either. They showed
a little bit, but not like maybe a second. Like if you blinked, you missed it.
With General Hospital,
it wasn't from the Jake storyline. It was more so of, I remember seeing Carly, and that's all I remember from that clip. Told you, blink, you missed. All My Children was, well, the towards the end, like when JR was looking at different people, and it ended with Joe Martin giving Erica Kane a kiss on the cheek. One to Live was... Yeah, missed and blinked. Not One Life to Live. One Life to Live wasn't even up for best show.
No, that's right there. That's where I know something's up because that's an ABC thing right there. Because One Life should have been nominated and won, but ABC could never have that egg on their face, have a show win an Emmy that they canceled. No effing way.
Right, and I think one of the reasons that Becky didn't win, I mean, there are so many reasons. Only one of them. And the reason why Debbie Morgan didn't win was because, a couple of days or a couple of weeks before the Emmys, they had all these articles talking about we're sick of dead kids and all these kids' storylines. Now, everybody's been complaining about that. So they probably figured, like, okay, we won't give it to Debbie Morgan for her dead baby storyline, and we won't give it to Rebecca Hurst for her dead baby storyline. And they figured, oh, people will be happy and they'll shut up about it. But, of course, we're not happy.
But give it to the fans. The audience predicted Becky.
Everybody predicted, I mean, not the fans, but like Michael Logan and all these people.
Yeah.
It was Becky's year. And, and another thing, and me and my aunt, we were talking about this because now I got my aunt talking about soaps. We were thinking about this. It could have been, remember the top three that we predicted, we said on the show was Debbie or Erica, out of respect for their shows that was canceled. Maybe it would be nice if the Academy gave them something.
Yeah.
Now we kind of said that it's going to probably be either Laura Wright or Crystal Chappelle. I think Heather won because the competition was so tight, they was just like, just give it to Heather. And no, it's just Heather.
I know. I was shocked.
She's a triple threat, you know. But
you mean for best actress? You mean for best actress? Because the best supporting actress, it was not a competition. I mean, Nancy Legrand should not have won the Emmy.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, a week later, has anybody figured out what the hell she did? Because I still don't know.
And did you hear the audience barely clapped for her, because I think everybody in that audience was shocked.
Stunned.
I do too.
You know, because Kathy warned me about this, and thank you, but when Fiona Hughes opened that envelope, at first I'm like, Becky got it, because the way she smiled. Did not warn me about that, I would have thought, oh, well, yeah, Becky. But when she said Nancy Legrand, I think the whole room went, what?
Yeah.
Which is why I've always said that the daytime Emmys are a joke, because all they do is they put a reel together. You may not have a storyline, but you may have a couple of good scenes. They put their reel together, they take those scenes, and it's not even their peers judging it. It's a blue ribbon panel that judges it, and they don't even watch the show, so they don't know how long the people have, if they even have a storyline or not. That's why she won. It's a joke.
The freaking three blind mice must have voted, because how do you not vote Becky for that is incomprehensible to me.
Yeah.
Becky didn't get it.
Okay. Wait a minute, Carrie. Now, you want to know what Alexis submitted? She submitted the scene where she goes off on Carly after Jax died. Well, his alleged death.
Oh, for God's sake.
Boo-hoo. I'm sorry.
Somebody said, even Nelson said that the reel that Becky submitted for the pre-nom was better than the reel that she submitted for the Emmys. She should have submitted the reel that she did for the pre-nom, but somebody told her that the other reel was better. She should have just listened to her instincts and went with the reel that got her the pre-nom.
It was probably Nancy Legrand.
Let me tell you something.
Nancy Legrand should have said, no, I'm not taking this Emmy because I don't deserve it. I'm sorry, but I know.
I don't care if Becky's.
But their egos won't let them do that.
One at a time.
I don't care if Becky submitted a clip of her reading the freaking telephone book. It's still better than any of those women in that category. And secondly, even as far as Nancy Legrand, to me, even if Nancy Legrand goes and gift wraps this Emmy to her, it still is hollow, because she should have won it on vote, not on
vote. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way, I kind of did feel bad for Nancy Legrand.
Yeah, it's not her fault.
I mean, no, it's not. It's kind of like
it's not her fault. It's not her fault, and I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying that she shouldn't have gotten that Emmy.
No.
She knows it too. You can tell she knows it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
she didn't show up at the friggin' event.
Right.
She had a prior commitment to her nephew to raise money for his fire department. She did state that on his Twitter.
She had plans.
Yeah, because of the daytime Emmys. Because like she said, you know, a lot of fans, you know, were wondering why certain people weren't at the Emmys. That's because they didn't even know if the Emmys was even going to happen. For the daytime Emmys. And, I mean, you can't blame them.
It's just the voters, they suck. That's why
I'm not too upset about HLN's production, because the way I figured it, it could have been better, but at least they televised it, so.
That's true. I mean,
and they had higher ratings. Yes, the last daytime Emmys that were going, HLN's ratings beat that rating.
Yeah, because everybody was in, because they thought they were going to see Becky win her friggin' Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, they showed it over and over again, and I appreciated that.
Yep.
I was like, you can't, it's coming on again at 10 o'clock. No, it's coming on at 12 o'clock. No, it's on at 2 o'clock in the morning. Check it out. I love
well,
it.
Well, yeah. Oh, but remember, you guys, after my show tonight, Late on Radio is interviewing Zen Lily tonight. So that's on in an hour. So just remember to follow us over there because, you know, it's really cool that, you know, Zen Lily's coming on her show. So, yeah, so we are probably going to break, you know, get off here a little earlier than usual just because I don't want people to miss Late on Radio's interview. You're welcome in advance. Okay, I just said you're welcome in advance, and Late on is supposed to be on the phone.
Thank you. Thank
no, you. You are falling asleep. You are falling asleep on us. That's
I am multitasking like I always do.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Are you falling asleep? Are you tired? No, that would be me. That would be me. I am so, you know. What?
I'm multitasking.
Well, you know, I mean, I...
When am I not multitasking? I'm a multitasker. You know this. So don't you yell at me about falling asleep.
No,
I'm
but,
drinking Pepsi Max. I'm drinking lots of caffeine. So don't you yell at me about falling asleep.
I am not yelling at you. I was saying something really, really funny. I was saying something funnier than usable. And, you know, I just felt like being funny today. Excuse me. Excuse me for breathing. I saw you, little evil little thing. You would, you know, I mean, Dallas, go leave my Christy alone. Dallas, you, Christy,
Dallas?
Is... And my, you know, well, we've been through the ringer together, so if I whip on her a little, I don't think she's going to mind, especially if I whip on her tonight. She's not going to tell me and not do it, so I'm going to whip away. I feel like whipping on people. You know, are we taking calls? Yeah, AFD, yes. Can we take calls? I would like to hear from others. Okay, Street Art, you are hearing from others.
Call in.
So we have you.
Okay, there's some people in this room that I think need to, especially Dolan what? How much pure black tar heroin did you... Yeah, Dolan, you know, unless you identify yourself, guys, you know.
I know.
Yes, but if you're coming in the room, just put a bunch of shit on there.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I can kick you out, people, and I will.
Kick out Dolan what?
I can't get online, so I don't know what's going on, so.
He says, he or she says, how much pure black tar heroin did you take today, ma'am?
Yes, it's good.
Why do they want some?
Why? I mean, you don't want to
well,
you
know. You know, who cares? I don't care what this... Okay, I guess they left.
Oh, it's a group, I see. Oh, wow.
And I have...
Yeah. You got a whole bunch of them to see. No.
Yeah, well, they're not saying anything bad, but I don't think they're necessarily fans of the show.
No.
Then they must have nothing better to do on a Friday night then, because
yeah.
If they're not fans of the show, you'd think they'd be elsewhere.
Right, yeah, you think...
Oh, okay, I am.
Okay.
We're way school.
Okay, give it to you. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know, so I wondered where they are going to have, next year. I mean, you know, I really would love to see Will. I would. Yeah,
something tells me it's not going to be on ABC. Well, yeah, because like you said, Alicia, those interesting categories, like who takes out the trash best. Now, what was that other one? Best new approach. Approach to what?
I don't know what that was. They towed Alexa Zach's plane crash.
Candace say that? Yes.
It still makes no sense. Becky still beat it, but whatever. I guess the voters didn't think so.
Well, my fear
is, okay, if she didn't get it last year, she's never even on screen this year. We're going to go into the seventh month. She's got virtually no shot this year of even being considered.
No, she did nothing. She's not even on the screen.
For real.
And I don't think that Ron and Frank are going to change that much. So
Oh yeah. By the way,
they've turned it into the Sam show. So Alexa.
We don't know. The Lion August are not here yet, so let's not judge it so quickly.
Well, can we judge it on the past 5 months that they've been here and they featured her constantly? Everywhere I look, it's her. I swear she's on more than the previous regime, and the previous regime had it for her.
You know what? Okay, you know what is funny, you guys? Okay, Blog Talk is acting screwy, and I'm not kicking people off, but Candace got kicked off, and then she's trying back in, and it says it's full, so I do not.
Well, I know last week Allie didn't think she had any calls, and I kept telling her I was in the queue, and then she went to another switchboard, then she had all kind of calls.
I'm just saying I'm on
there. Well, you know what? If you look at how many guests we have in this room, I mean, there's a huge amount of guests. Not that that should make a difference, but we got some really weird names in here. Sam,
I know.
Expozo, Doozippy, Street, Beatard, Greg. This is organized trolling, I do believe.
I hope they get in a good earful then. Well, I mean,
hey guys.
Yeah, I would start cutting them out and tell them.
Yeah, get the dirt.
Come in under a name or something because we're not doing this.
That was funny because they were having a meltdown on Twitter last night. So.
Yep.
It was quite funny.
Did I say that Sam McCall is the worst actor ever, Ben? Did I mention that tonight?
You didn't.
Oh, no. Well, you know what, people? Oh, well, I didn't do my intro, did I? Well, my intro is, I hate Sam McCall. That is not going to sing. Most of the callers are Jason and his fans, and we do hate Sam McCall. We want Sam to go, you know, she can't fuck Bob McBain for all I care.
Yeah. Well, she's kissing him, so.
Oh, speaking of that, I guess another spoiler was wrong that said John was going to come back to Port Charles unattached. Yeah, he's not unattached, by the way.
No, not yet.
But my husband,
not back to Port Charles. He's on his way to New Orleans.
Scully. But, Gary, there were rumors. Do you remember what the rumor was about a plane?
Like I said, if they kill another child for this couple, that's it.
I don't know that they'll kill a child, but they're not going to keep John and Natalie together because if they were, they'd bring her over.
Right.
Well, no, there was a rumor that said he was going to lose people in a plane crash. Is that what you were referring to?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes,
because
she's on a plane to London.
Like I said, if they kill another child for this couple, it's...
They won't.
Dallas, next week will be a different story. I agree. Okay, the girl on the phone sounds just like Joan Rivers. Okay.
Oh, now we got Samson X Bezo, Her Up, all sorts of weird people. B-Tar D. Greg was still in. Street Art.
Okay, is Herb causing trouble? Oh, no.
The girl gave.
Oh, God. You know.
Oh, my God.
All right. Street Art says he's not a troll, or she. So I would get, at least get Samson off. D-E-R-R-Rep. Samson, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look
at how many guests.
This is just filling the board with stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I know. Some Lando 5 now is in. They're just coming back in as new people. I can't believe that Blog Talk hasn't figured out a way how to block the
IP. Of course they won't. That would, what about Big Dog Greg? What's he causing any? Okay, let's see.
What? Sorry, my power went out. I'm trying to.
Oh, your power went out? That was.
Yeah, I'm having a bad thunderstorm, so.
Wow. Be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What? Yeah, this is getting ridiculous. We need to report this to Blog Talk.
Oh,
that
like,
there is no
good
way. Yeah, well, maybe all of us should contact.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, that would be great. But, you know, Blog Talk doesn't do anything about it.
Well, let's talk about the show then.
Yeah, I mean, why are we giving them attention? That's just going to fuel their fire.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's kind of disruptive when we're trying to chat in the room and stay on the phone. It's like,
yeah. Well, I just think the next coming weeks would be interesting. So I don't think everyone should just, you know, abandon the ship now.
I know. I was ready to, but. I was ready to. I'm honest there, Carly. I was so fed up.
I know.
But now I feel better.
Okay.
I feel better.
What did I miss? How come you feel better? Because I don't. Last week I did. This week I don't. So.
Well, you know what?
How do you ignore people?
Disignore them.
Do you click on their name?
Oh, yeah, you click on their name and there's the ignore button.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, Texas Butterfly, I saw on Soap Central, Kristen Soap name come back. I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true either.
I heard she is. I thought it was a done deal, but then.
I mean, that's.
No, I don't think it's a full done deal yet. I really don't.
What's a done deal? I miss what they said.
How about Kristen Stone?
Oh, I could care less. Maxie doesn't even. Until she identifies the pill that Patrick is taking, she doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah, Oh, my God, you can click, oh, my God, you are leaving. Okay.
What are they saying? Hold on. What?
You don't want to exist?
You don't want to know. It's vulgar.
Yeah.
I'm guessing these are maybe 10-year-olds that have nothing better to do and have mama and daddy's computer.
Because
an adult would never act like this.
Well, not if someone send them here, too.
I
know what? I am just so tired of the Jason K.
in. I don't go on their crap and start stuff. Why do they have
to
come on ours and start stuff? You know, it's so immature. It's a fucking TV show.
I know,
get
it is.
Over it. Okay, we don't like the same couple. Who gives a crap?
I know.
It's a soap opera, people.
Grow up. These people are probably not even soap opera fans. They just have with people with nothing to do on them.
They have nothing better to do.
It's ridiculous. It's, you know, jealous.
You know, that's how come I said
people,
they're probably 10 years old with nothing
probably,
to do because their Xbox is broken or
and then
who knows.
You wonder why normal people think soap opera fans are crazy.
Well, yeah. Well, most people don't think we're crazy. They just don't like soap operas. All my family doesn't watch soap operas. All of them, as far as I know.
None of mine do either. None of mine do either.
I'm the only lone person out there. Even my 21-year-old doesn't watch them.
Oh, really? Oh, you know, I mean.
No,
that's
how come they said, if they're doing the core audience as the barometer, we're screwed because a lot of younger people don't watch soaps because they really don't care about them. They're too busy.
I don't think people did the organized thing.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not too thrilled about this. I know this is not going to go over well with our host here, but I'm not happy about this kiss coming up on the night.
Oh, I'm
not.
Okay.
You know what? We don't know what the kiss will be like. Why don't we wait? Spoilers could be wrong. Okay, why don't we just wait and see how it plays off, and then, Kira, you can go off for 30 minutes.
But
do you know what this is that they're saying, Carly?
It's basically going to be in reaction because he's going to see Sam kissing McBain.
Okay, you know what? You know what?
But in all fairness, it could also be like when Liz walked in on Lucky and Sarah. I mean, it could play out that way as well. I mean, that was her reaction to Sarah and taking him back to the studio, and they made out, and it could play out that way. It just
I want Jason to kiss Liz because he wants to.
But me personally, I honestly and truly think this. They love Michael Easton. McBam is their main couple. Okay,
McBam is not the main couple. I hate to tell you this. It's not their main couple. McBam is not their main couple they are going for.
Well, let's put it this way.
It feels like that.
And not only that, I can tell you one thing. She's not even with McBain yet, and she's plastered all over the screen, number one. This is why I didn't even want her with John, because she infiltrates every friggin' scene on that show.
Now she does, yes.
Speaking of the show, did everybody see the new rollout of the beginning opening?
But you know what? But that is not the final project for new information,
right,
people. That is not the final.
No, they said they're rotating it.
So why don't we give it a couple of days and then we can kill people?
Right.
You're absolutely right, Carly. We need to see how it plays out. We can't just take the spoilers and get upset about it. We have to see how it plays out. But I can understand that people are upset because it just feels like, I'm just saying how it feels like to some people, is it's the same old BS and the liaison fans are just being strung along. That's how it feels.
You know what? And he said you can actually see
what the count is for who, what actor or actress gets scenes in every month. And I hate to say it, but Kelly Monaco is always in the top
four
listing unless she took off that week.
Well, and another problem I have, I understand, I'm intelligent enough to know that when Ron Carlovati does an interview, whether it be Soap Opera Digest, SID, or whatever publication, he's not going to come out and lay his plan out to say, I'm going to write for A, B, and C. But when but wait a minute, though. I do have a problem with in every interview he's given since he's been here, in this last one, he said verbatim, J-Sam fans shouldn't give up hope. Now, I understand he's
right.
not going to lay out his plan, but when has he ever thrown the liaison fan a bone?
You know what? But that is not the same thing.
But
okay.
That's not the point. If you don't want to scare away fans, you should. He didn't have to keep that sentence. He could have left that sentence out of that article. It had nothing to do with anything. It just seems that when he gets in front of a piece of pen and a paper, he's always throwing the J-Sam fans a bone. I have yet to hear him give one to our side or any other side.
Maybe.
He could have been diplomatic about it and say, if his thing is that he's going to break J-Sam up, then, this is why the liaison fans feel like they're being struck along.
Yep.
And the problem is that they're not going to watch the show, so the ratings aren't going to go up. So
exactly.
They aren't going to get liaison. They aren't going to get liaison.
What happened with the Lisa? What's going on tonight? I'm going to scream because I bought
her
on.
Well, if it drops them. If it drops them, don't worry. They can call back.
She'll call back.
Charlie.
My thing about that whole article, I didn't have a problem with anything in that article except for J-Sam fans shouldn't lose hope because the kid is still alive.
I know.
He could have left that out. That really struck me because...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. They're going to get back together once that kid's found.
Oh, of course. That's
the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I hope not.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's really gonna happen. Everyone says that first until that's really gonna happen when it's, really not. I don't see that happening. They might get back together for a moment, and something, something else happened. You know what? That couple.
Something may happen, but all we're going on is for the. I'm not even counting the past regime because that's not their fault. I'm just going on as of January when these fellas took over. We are no closer. The only thing they did is give Elizabeth back her tongue. That's the only thing they've done thus far in 6 months.
And they've allowed Jason and Elizabeth to have scenes, but
exactly.
But it's probably going to stay friendship. I don't think they're really.
Okay. It's going to stay friendship.
No,
Audrey,
I don't
want to stay friendship, so it is, people. So there you have it. Jason and Liz are going to be
major,
friends. Great.
Hints dropped.
They're going to be more than friends. They've always been more than friends.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
I think it'll happen, but... See, I want it to progress quicker because... I want to get to that point when they're together legitimately without the Sam crap going on.
But that's the thing.
I know it still is, but I really think that we need to kind of take everything with a grain of salt, see, what I want to see happen now is Sam's appearance on our screen starts dropping
it's not
in number
because,
versus
it's not, it's gonna get
staying
worse
up
because,
there in the top three.
But look, Charlotte, think of something. When her baby comes back, she's going to be front and center in the middle of a major storyline. It's only going to get
that's a come.
More.
I almost hope Michael Easton, Sam, and the baby go off.
The only way that happens is if you know who actually leaves the show.
And that won't happen. That's not going to happen.
She's not on contract, so they can push her down the totem pole.
They are not having to guarantee
that she sticks around.
My thing is, okay, until her baby becomes front and center, why can't they back burner her and bump some other people up while her story's in a lull? Because we know when that baby comes center stage, it's going to be Sam, 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 Sam. They should just change the name of the freaking show to Sam.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean...
Sam should have her own show, for God's sake.
She does. It's on my screen at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
She does.
But, I have to give credit that I'm seeing more movement with Michael and stuff, and I'm very happy for that because I'm finally getting some love in the afternoon.
They're going to kiss.
Yeah.
Did they kiss today?
I know. I know. I'm so happy. He looked so cute when he smiled at her. I'm just like, oh, I love it.
Yep.
I just hope when Jason kisses Elizabeth that, you know, it stirs something up. That's all I hope.
See, that's what I want. But I wish it was under different circumstances. But like I had said to Alva the other day, I said, well, if this is the catalyst to something, okay, but still. Elizabeth deserves better than a kiss because he's pissed off because he sees a skank
right.
wife kissing someone else.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but okay, but we don't know if it's in the same day.
I think it is, but it doesn't even matter if it's in the same day. It's a reaction of what he's going to see, whether it's that day or the next day.
But Elizabeth did do that. But Elizabeth did do that too. So, in all fairness, they're playing the history. This is based on what they did. And the Night of Passion started that. That's how the Night of Passion happened. It started with them seeing their significant others and sleeping with other people.
And that's what I was kind of surprised about too. That I thought they would go a different route since this has already been and done 6 years ago.
Well. Maybe they need history to repeat itself a little on this.
Well, they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because the ratings are in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Good Morning America. They got Katie coming on. They've got to get the ratings back up. They've only been given a year reprieve. I mean, that's all this is, reprieve. And if it continues to be the Sam show, the ratings aren't going to go up. They're stuck between a hard rock and a hard place because they're under this assumption that Jason and Sam are a huge... I mean, this is what they said.
I really don't think they are.
She's right because this is...
I'm not saying it is what it is. I'm saying they think that's what it is.
By the way, Audrey, you're right, because those are his words time and time again in articles. They're a very powerful and popular couple.
But then that means he's not looking at ratings, which is what he's supposed to be doing.
But the point is, yes, I understand that. We can say that. Like I said to Alva recently, I said, you know something? Let's assume they were J-Stam fans for a minute. Let's just play pretend for a minute. The day that the ratings came out for the Motel 6 baby, they're not doing their job unless they change course immediately. But you know what?
Let's play devil's advocate. Maybe they have. Maybe they saw it and they are changing course. And you know what? What I hate? I hate so magazine. I really do. I'm getting to the point that I want to throw all magazine out the window and say, fuck it. Because once a magazine comes out, people think it's gospel. And then they tune on the TV and the scene never plays out what the magazine says.
How can fans not think it's gospel when the man says the same thing in every interview?
Oh, my God.
That was the problem.
Yeah, see,
that's the problem.
I'm intelligent enough to know that he's not going to come out and lay out his plans.
We have another call. Hi, you on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Shirley from Florida. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Shirley.
Yeah. I've heard you discuss this Jason and Liz thing, and I think you all know how I'm feeling. And I'm watching the show less and lesser because I see the handwriting on the wall because the day they allowed that baby to be, and I mean for her to get pregnant, I knew that was the kiss of death for Jason and Liz. I don't care how close they get. If they get that close, they are not the end game. And I feel like we're being tossed all over again to this same bull crap.
Well, the only thing I'll say to that is it depends, and I think I've said that we've talked before, too. The only thing I'll say is if there's a betrayal that trumps, if she does a betrayal big enough, it will trump any baby. And that's what I hope to God they have in the offing, because short of that, I think I'm going to jump off a bridge.
Well, my thing is, if they do, let's say they do John and Sam and they do Jason and Liz, and let's say the ratings do start to go up, I think then you'll see that they're not going to go back to Jason and Sam.
Yep.
That's the thing that I keep saying.
But the
know,
problem is the ratings aren't doing well with Sam and Jason.
Well, you
know
what?
That's what concerns me.
You know, there are fans who will never come back regardless to who is a couple.
True.
They don't care anymore because they do not trust these people. I mean, these writers,
it's a new
I don't know what it is about Kelly Monaco and her character, but I'm telling you, she's going to get everything.
See, and that's my thing with what they're doing. I think, like you said, I think they're targeting July and September in particular because that's when the two shows start. But I think that's a big mistake because in the meantime, people are getting fed up. By the time they get to that day, nobody's going to be watching.
That is the problem now, Carrie. No one is watching. No one cares anymore.
Before you say no one's watching, I'm watching. So Kathy is watching.
I'm watching.
Well, you know.
There are people watching, but they are losing their.
And do is if it's a Jason and Sam day, if we can find out ahead. I think we should black out the day.
Here's where I disagree with that. I am sure they've had all the data for the past 4 years, what the ratings were, when it was at this high. If we can get it, everyday fans, they are aware of what the days when the ratings were high. At this stage of the game, I think they should know the landscape by now of who brings in the ratings and who doesn't. Look, I'm like, for example, we don't even need to black out. The date she gave birth was a 1.6. Do you not say any more?
Well, I know, but I'm saying there has to be a serious shift for them to know, and we publicly say we're blacking out a day if Sam and Jason are on our screen for more
Believe me, I'm sure they get a vibe on Twitter.
Do you think
I'm sure
they really care?
Fans are saying all kinds of things,
making all kinds of threats. The bottom line is the writers are going to do what they want to do.
My thing is, like I've said, we think JCM sucks, but just what if for the second, what if these people in charge actually think JCM's a viable couple? We don't think so.
Then they're idiots.
Well, hello.
I mean, if
we need to, hang on, Carly, we need to delete Brother Kyle.
Okay. People are still at it.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty proud of himself.
Wow. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Get rid of him.
Why don't you go take your diaper and go to bed, okay?
It's about time.
I kicked him out.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I mean, my fear is by the time that they do something good, everybody's going to be indifferent at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know what?
RTN, a lot of, they will even say, you know, there's a lot of leaves. There are a lot of liaison fans who just don't care anymore. They're not. They're gone. You know.
Yep.
Right, and they are not coming back.
They might come back. You know, if a thing, you know, they see, you know, they might just come back for it.
It depends on what they plan on doing. If they keep up the Sam and Jason crap for the next 3 months, I can guarantee you they will be losing people.
The problem is the liaison fans are not idiots. The liaison fans who left are not going to fall for a little crumb or a kiss that they throw us. We've been through this before when they use us to reel us in and then leave us at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who are watching now are in it. In other words, I watch GH not just because of liaison. I am a General Hospital fan and a soap fan. That's why I'm still in it, because I would have given up a long time ago myself.
Well, that's me too. I mean, if I can endure 7 years of JSAM, I should at least give this a shot, although it's very, very, very hard to do.
But it just pisses me off because we were the fan base that has been around a hell of a lot longer than Sam's ever been on that show.
Mm-hmm. We're the ones who keep
getting screwed. And it's mm-hmm. I'm done with it. I'm done being screwed.
I totally get it because I tell you what I was a wreck this week.
You don't even have to read the spoilers. All you have to do is sit in front of that television and figure out, where these people are going. Let me finish, Carly. And it's all about Sam. Everyone is pimping Sam. Sam is still the victim. Now Sam is going to be working for the newspaper. It's every day. It's her character. Every single day is unbelievable.
Didn't you think it was kind of funny that they actually put Sam in front of that freaking door? She's a PI, and it's transparent glass to a certain extent. And Heather goes to open the door, and Sam's right there eavesdropping. I'm like, good PI skills.
They
wrote it that way.
They are really dumbing her down. I see maybe a little different from the last writers, but the bottom line is we're still not going to get what we want.
Liz owned her today, so that's
yep.
all I'm
saying. Yep, yep. I totally agree.
So yeah, and of course the Sam fans were having a meltdown on Twitter. It's like your arguments are valid. Elizabeth owned her.
The lights just went out in my house.
What? So are you having a storm? Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No!
Not my internet, you effing biatches.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Christy, calm down. It may come back by the time your show comes up.
Oh, my God. I'm putting on my portable hotspot. This is scary.
Oh, shit.
Are you kidding me? God, come on.
My lights are out too, so we're having a bad storm. So.
We're having 102 in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kathy. Kathy.
Hi, Callie.
Good, Kathy. Kathy, you did not leave me. Good.
Can I just say something to Kathy? Okay. Hey, Kathy, we're both the Debbie Downers, and I know we're driving probably crazy.
Kathy doesn't do it. Kathy's on my side, right, Kathy?
Oh, who's the one that's...
That would be me, Carrie.
Okay, Carrie.
Yeah. I was Mrs. Remember me, I was positive last week. Now that's not me today.
So Kathy, okay. I need to go with Kathy because, Kathy, help, talk. I love it when you talk. You know, remember when you're old, I'm taking you in. Remember that.
I'm very quiet
hold
tonight.
On. Carly, hold on a sec. Alva, are you here?
Yeah.
Alva.
Hi, Alva.
I had to pee on her because she couldn't get in.
Hi.
So what do you got to say, Alva?
Alva,
remember
how much you love Carly? Remember that? Remember that. So
excuse me, Carly.
That.
This is you have doom and gloom over here on the phone, just to let you know.
Well, I know that, but Alva is gonna help me. Alva loves me, so
and
Alva
I didn't
is.
Start this time. I didn't start it this time, Carly. So I just want to point that out. I kept my mouth shut.
You did not start it this time. So you won't be on timeout. Yes.
No, but Carly, do we really have to agree? I mean, isn't your show about, you know, us giving our own feelings and our own opinions?
Some of us actually have the same opinion. Like Kathy and I have been watching it for the last 7 years when it was bad.
That's good. But I'm saying we don't all have to agree. Everybody has their own opinions. We see things differently.
The point is, we all love Liaison. That's not what we're arguing about. We're just arguing about whether or not we're going to get them in the way that we want to.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
I think we will, and when we do, I'm just going to come on here and tell a lot of people that with Debbie Down, and I told you so, and I cannot wait.
There
for
you
that
go.
Day.
I think we need hope. I think there's no hope.
Okay, you know what, Kathy? Oh, God, you just can't. God, Kathy. Okay,
no,
Kathy.
I think we need some hope,
Kathy,
though. I see the hope dwindling.
Kathy.
What, Kathy?
Okay, Kathy, of all people, you cannot do this to me. You cannot do this. Not tonight. Not after yesterday.
No, I said we need hope. We have to have some hope.
You know,
I know, but
help.
I think we should let's shelve Liz, Sam, and Jason and talk about the other storylines like
what are the
Star and Hope, Star and Star and
Michael.
What about today?
Michael?
The best thing in soap opera news today was Young and the Restless. Did anyone watch that?
Oh, that was excellent.
No,
that
I
was very good.
Very good. B&B is good, too.
Young and the Restless was the best today. It was very good today.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do what Paul did, and I've been waiting for
yes.
that to happen.
Yeah, you've been wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been wanting to do that. I don't feel bad for all those people.
I don't feel bad for Ricky. I don't like Ricky. He was making the show unwatchable.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't watch him anymore. And today what Paul did, I know Paul's going to probably go into therapy for, like, years
yeah,
over this.
Sure
oh, yeah.
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 He
oh, did he
yeah.
kill his son?
Yeah.
He certainly did.
Well, he shot him in the arm, and he fell back and fell out the window.
I'm
not
saying he
ended, right?
I would say
well,
yes, he's dead, right? Tell me
I'm
he's
I'm going to assume he is.
Yes, he's
since
dead.
They fired
the
him. They fired him, so, you know, same
oh,
with
did they really?
Daisy.
Probably fired him?
Yeah, they released Daisy, too. So
oh,
the only
so
one
both,
who survived
okay.
then is Eden is going to survive.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, because I love Eden, so yay.
I love Eden. She was going to be dead, though. The guy was going to, he's going to chop her head
yeah.
off for crying out loud. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know,
And Daniel will be okay now. Daniel will be free because...
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? I'm sorry, but Ricky and Deedly, I hope you go hell for everything you've done. Just go be with Stefano DeMille from Day of Our Life, and life will be good.
I still think he might be alive.
Yep.
Okay, Kathy, you and I are going to have a very little talk tonight. And it's
how
not
old
gonna...
is that guy? How old is the actor?
Oh, he's in his 80s.
The guy who plays Steph.
Oh, yeah.
He should retire.
He's like 84. Oh, 83. Yeah.
I'm worried about John Ingalls.
I'm worried about that one.
John is sick right now.
Yeah, but remember, we are trying to get off the why not?
Well, I'm not
why
talking
out?
About.
Yay. Yeah,
oh,
yay,
well.
Why not? But no, you know how I never, okay, I'll be back. Texas Bell, Butterfly, what did Liz the homewrecker do? Liz is not a homewrecker. Okay.
No, this is what she said. She said, I kind of think Liz is a homewrecker.
Who
but
said
maybe
that?
That's why.
No.
This is what I'm asking her. Whose home did she wreck?
Right.
Mm. Oh,
she
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
want to
yeah,
she's not the one.
She didn't sleep with her stepdaddy.
She didn't chase Lucky. She didn't, you know, I mean.
She didn't
sleep, con whatever.
Anybody.
Mm.
She didn't have, like, five old
She cheated on.
Probably. Excuse me. I was talking to someone.
She cheated on Lucky.
She cheated on Lucky. Lucky had cheated on her way before.
When did she twice do it?
She did it twice.
She thinks
you do it twice.
She thinks she's counting Jason and Nicholas. First of all, she didn't cheat with Jason because he was already out of the marital bed with Maxie.
Right.
Get hooked on pills, number one. So
right.
Let's not go down
exactly.
The lucky highway. He was an emotional and a physical abuser, so get over the LL2 thing.
Yeah, get
and,
over.
And
see, that'd be one seat on the. Yeah, okay.
And
wait a minute.
Just let him go worship their girl
with
her stepdaddy on the
Nicholas.
Floor.
Wait a minute. She slept with Nicholas. She was a single woman.
Exactly.
She wasn't married
yep,
to Lucky.
She was.
Right.
Thank you. And, you know, whatever.
Lucky was
pushing himself on her in the first place.
Yeah.
She didn't really want that relationship.
Exactly.
He was the one that kept pushing it.
Yeah,
Let them worship their girl. Let them worship their girl while she screws her stepdaddy while her mother's having chemo. Let them do that, okay?
This is true, yeah. Because that makes for a happy home, eh?
You know,
and
that kind
that's
of
what they
want. Me.
That's what they want to worship. Let them worship their little, you know, whatever.
Christy, don't you think that sounded kind of funny that she cheated on her stepdaddy with while her mother was in chemo?
Yeah.
Don't we call chemo?
Well, not only that, maybe she can sit down with Molly someday and explain to her how she did her daddy when Mommy was sick.
I know. I would love if that's got to happen before this show ends.
Oh, and talk about a homewrecker. I think Sam broke up Carly and Sonny's marriages one time when she got knocked up by Sonny.
Yep.
And she screwed Sonny and Jackson the same night and didn't even take a shower. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. She didn't take a shower, but she showers after she was supposedly raped. Let me get that straight.
Oh, yeah.
If she was raped, then they need to give chemo some acting lessons because she sure as hell doesn't know how to act like a rape victim. She needs to watch Kelly Sullivan and Rebecca her show them how you act like a rape victim.
That's right.
That's the problem
she did an
Herbal Essence commercial.
I'm saying that shower scene, that was basically a shampoo commercial.
Oh.
She needs to go back. She just needs to go back to Playboy. She's good at taking her clothes off.
Yeah. She's great.
Yep.
And you guys remember in 13 minutes away, Radio, we have Zen Lily, so people need to call in, and if you don't, you really have people for not calling
now,
in.
Christy get her power back?
I'm here. I still have power, but I'm kind of, I've got candles and a lighter on the ready, and my comp's charged up, and I should be able to use
you
my
might want
a
ward.
So,
you might want to warn Jen. Yeah.
I already did. I'm already on it. I tweeted her and told her, so I'm like, pray my power doesn't go out. My power doesn't go out because I did not expect this.
Okay, your power won't go out.
Why is your power out, Christy? You got some kind of a storm there or something?
Yeah, she said she had thunderstorms and.
Yep.
You know what I find?
Someone else did.
You know what tickles me with people? They're so quick to bring out Liz's faults, and believe me, she has them. But if we're going to go down that road, we'll be here all day talking about Alexis, Carly, Liz, Sam.
And that's the thing about Liz fans. We are not so delusional not to know that Elizabeth has faults.
Exactly. I'll be the first
one
to tell you.
We will be the first to point them out, but the thing that ticks me off is, and I don't get into fan wars, but I will point out stupidity. Do not get on there and get on your high horse and start pointing out everything that Liz does. I will point out the crap that other people do because it's ridiculous. Liz is the only freaking soap character to ever do this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
Soap opera.
The hypocrisy kills me, though. They'll rubber stamp anything their girl does, including and not limited to watching a kid get kidnapped and hiring
them.
Because they can't deal with it. They can't deal with it.
Exactly. You guys, we have 9 minutes to go, And
well, I'm going to get off here, Carly, because I got to go to work tomorrow. So I'm going to say goodnight. So, okay.
Good night.
Night. Sure, leave me alone for 9 minutes.
Well, you know, Carrie, you know what? Audrey, leaving you. Oh, Kansas. Oh, my God. Kansas, you're back.
Hey,
oh, good.
She's
okay.
The one who had the other storm.
Okay, Kansas, can you do me a favor, please?
Be blocked off up?
No, you know that thing that we talked about earlier in the show?
Yes.
Can you just send me the whole bottle, please? Now, please, just...
Why don't you tell us what happened to you quick before we end the show?
Oh, what happened
know.
To me? Okay, so... I just want to say Gold Coast are fun, but if you are going to go get revenge on your brother and you brothers for everything done to you, and you know, my brother did not get revenge on me, actually. It was my mom. She went the other way. She went the wrong way, and she tailboned me, and my leg, oh, God, my leg just... I have, like, this big bruise, so thank you, Mom. So that happened. And then I got sunburned. And, yes, people, I was wearing sunblock, but it did not help at all. I mean, the weather, it was sunny. It wasn't even, like, you know, 80 degrees or whatever. It was, like, 60. And here I thought, oh, I'm safe. By the time I got home to the beach house, my little, you know, my poor arms, legs, my chest, everything was, I was burned. I look like a lobster. And no, I'm not taking any pictures of it because it was really ugly. And then, so I thought, okay, so that's going to be it. And then mosquito bites came after me, people. And you know what? I'm done with mosquito bites. You know, not sleeping really nice because of the sunburn. So called these like cranky because people should not have sunburn ever. But I'm thinking of buying a go-kart just because I think I might need more practice. And I'm just thinking, you know what? You know what? I might as well, you know, I mean, according to people, we are never gonna get laid on according to people, which I think we will. I might as well just buy a go-kart into myself every week when, you know, Sam does something everyone, you know, hates. I should just go buy a go-kart. That would, you know, be a good little thing. But no, it was a fun trip. And oh, I did go swimming. And telling you people swimming is also dangerous. Because I thought, okay, I'm going to just, because the water was freezing, it was freezing, so I jumped in. I'm like, okay, I jumped in because I thought if I stick my toe in it, I'm never going to get in. So I jumped. You guys, don't jump in a pool because you jump in and your whole body is cold. And I'm like, I don't like cold water. So people, if you go in a swimming pool, just make sure it's heated.
Yeah.
I mean, the hot tub was nice, but I was in the hot tub too long, and I said to my mom, I'm like, I think I'm going to pass out. And she's like, okay, get out of the hot tub. I'm like, but the hot tub is nice. She's like, yeah, but I do not feel like having you pass out. So I had to get out of the hot tub before I really wanted to. So pretty much people don't get a hot tub for more than 15 minutes, the requirement, people. So, yes, and I will be back next week, and I will be, you know, I will be done washing all the soaps. I really need to catch up. That's what I'm going to be doing this week, besides grocery shopping, because I haven't, no, I walked in the house, and I forgot that I got, you know, all out of my refrigerator last week. So I forgot I need to go to the stove. So between grocery shopping and grocery shopping will be the only activity besides sleeping and catching up on everything. And, Kathy, I will catch up on all my rides as well.
Have to do that.
Exactly. And you guys?
Oh, I do too. I'm so far behind still.
Well, you know, welcome to my world.
Omni-Wives was so good. You have to watch it. You have to catch up.
Yeah, and do not let Kathy tell you beforehand, because then you're lying in bed thinking, oh, my God. Okay, so, yeah, don't ask Kathy what's going on in Omni-Wives when you're always having a bad day. Because, you know, your bad day just gives birth. It's like, she's like, Carly, you won't believe what's going on the soaps. And I'm like, okay, that was a nice.
We're almost ready to go off air here,
oh,
guys.
Oh, I know. So, okay, I will be back. I will be back next week. But you guys, go call in to Liaison Sully. I hope you call in to talk to Jenny, who plays Maxie, is going to be on there. It's
okay.
Going to be a great. It's going to be a great interview for Liaison.
And
Colin's
going to be on there too. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. I will be. Yeah.
All right.
So,
bye,
I'm
guys.
Doing this. Okay.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.